I'll tell you a story about death, which is, after all, the most interesting subject. I had a couple of experiences that made me realize what it was. The first one was when my father was dying. I was in the hospital room with him, and he was this was so long ago that you could share a bed in an intensive care room. And he was inevitably dying, and there was no question about it. His heart was giving out, and he was dying of the same genetic cardiomyopathy that had killed his older brother, or his younger brothers, and he had one brother left. And he hadn't seen that brother yet. And in the middle of the night, he started to fibrillate badly, and then his heart stopped. And I knew that he still wanted to see his brother, so I went and I got the nurse, and she got the doctor, and they did the paddles, and kind of like in the movies. And it took him a while to wake up, and he looked up at me sort of delighted, and he said, "Why, John Perry, are you still alive?" And I thought about that a fair amount, and gradually that thought kind of faded back into the background. And then quite a few years later, I was in a cemetery in Mexico, outside of Oaxaca, on the third day of the Days of the Dead. And by this point, everybody had, you know, 3 days worth of mezcal, and the only people who were still in the cemetery were very borracho and kind of dangerous. And I was wearing my father's old leather jacket that he loved a lot. And this guy came up to me, and he said that he wanted my jacket because it was cold. And I told him that I wouldn't give it to him because it was my father's and it meant a lot to me. And he pulled out a knife and he said, "Then I will take it from you." And I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I stopped and put my hand on his shoulder and I said, "But wait, what about the dead?" And he got this faraway look and dropped the knife and looked at me and he said, "Don't worry about the dead. The dead are fine. We are the ghosts." And I, you know, it closed that loop, and I've kind of felt that way ever since, that human beings are here in a kind of deathly form, because death is real for us. On the other side, everything is alive, always alive, and doesn't have to worry about death or decay or entropy or things falling apart or really anything. And that the reason that the soul comes into the world with all of its death is so that love will have a context, and so that love will make sense. Because it doesn't mean much without the frame provided by fear.